Se salim by instance that we should know what is Aishwarya and what is Madhurya. What is Aishwarya?
Opulence.
Means?
Opulence, it means majesty, majestic feature of the Lord, Dwarka, Mathura, Narayan, Vaikuntha. Worship with awe and reverence.
And then, Madhurya?
Sweetness, which overpowers the opulence. Sweetness of his pastimes.
But it will not be sufficient. Only sweet is not Madhurya, because we test some sweet, but it is not Madhurya. With family, we taste something like this. A kishore boy tests everything, what he calls Madhurya. But it is not Madhurya. In behind, there should be Aishwarya. Affluent. Affluent?
Affluent.
It should be. Without it, Madhurya can't be. Maha Aishwarya, you know? Mahaishwarya. Aishwarya means affluent. So, a great affluence may be or not may be. When Krishna pastimes is going on as in Nar Leela. Nar Leela, you know?
Human. Like a human.
Not passing, over going. Nar Leela. Then it is Madhurya. A Mahaswarja may be. A maha opulent may be or not be, no question. But Krishna pastime should be like Nar Leela. Then it is Madhurya. And if Maheshwarji is there, Krishna and Krishna Bhakta both are knowing that Krishna is knowing that I am Ishwar, I am God. And that Bhakti is also knowing that he is God. Then it is Mahāyāśvarya. That pastime is going on not like human action. For instance, we are seeing that Arjuna is Vaidhvata. No, not Vaidhvata, but Krishna and Arjuna are fighting. Krishna, Arjuna saw Vishwaru. When he saw Vishwaru, he told Krishna, I have done so much. Awesome, in your view. I told you, Sakha, you are God. You are my Aradhya. And I have told you, Sakha, and I have ordered you to do a chariot.
You are my chariot.
It is Aishwarya Leela. Because Krishna was in a mood that I am Ishwar. And he showed Arjun his Asi roop. Asi means Ishwar roop. And Arjun saw that thing. And he left his Sakhyabha. So it is Aishwarya Leela. Also, Vasudev and Devaki, when they saw after killing Krishna, Krishna came to them and Baldev. They actually began to worship and do so much stuff and stuti. Here Krishna also took Kans and killed him. He was in Ishwar Bhava. He also knew that I am Ishwar. And they also knew that he is Ishwar. So it is Aishwarya Bhava. Krishna went to Govardhan and in only one finger he took Govardhan on this finger for 7 days. And Indra came and had done Abhishek to Krishna. And Yashoda also heard this. All were assembled and were telling that call Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj and say, we should see, say, that you should not believe that Krishna is your son, he is God. And you should not kill him, you should not, and bad name should not be given. Don't tell him thief, liar, and all other things. Because it will be offense. Yashoda was so much pleased that his son had taken Govardhan for. And all are praising to my son. So his breast became so much swollen. And he was so much garva, proud. If a woman hears his children anything good, he becomes so pleased. So he becomes. But he never told that Krishna is God. So it is Madhurya. Knew that this action was not for ordinary person. But yet he has he knew that he is by only child. Other than gopis, when Uddhav came and told them, I have perhaps told you last day, that gopis are telling that Krishna is not this, only not in this birth, but also past is Ishwar, Bhagavan. In Ramchandra also he had done so many things. He was very vasibhut to Sita Devi. So they had Ishwar Bhav. They knew by Purnima, they are telling that Purnima has told this or Gargacharya has told this. So they knew that Krishna is God, yet they never saw him as a God. Always told that, come on, and my feet is had that red thing has been lost, you should do it. And order so many things. And they are angered to Krishna. If they knew that he has got it, then. But they are angry that behaving Krishna as if Krishna is their own. So here, in the Ishwar Bhava, but yet they knew nothing beyond their lover. Only they knew that Krishna is their lover. So it is Madhurya Bhava. Now he is telling that So Krishna should know that I am Ishwar. And Bhakta should know that he is Ishwar. Then it is Aishwarya Bhava. And when Krishna unremembers that I am Ishwar, not Ishwar, and the Bhakta also knows that he is not Ishwar, but they have an idea that he is God. Yet they are not behaving like that, only behaving that as a lover, then it is Madhurya. So Krishna is always in Brajbhava, overpowered with prema, that is called Yogamaya. And all actions are, he does all actions by this prema. And this is not against Siddhanta, that Krishna is ordered by prema or overpowered by prema. Because prema and Krishna are same thing. Sakshidanandamaya. And this prema is swabhav of Krishna. You know swabhav?
Nature.
Can you say that prema is a shakti of Krishna or not?
We may say. And Krishna himself. Krishna raso vaisaha. Ras is prema. So prema is Krishna. And Krishna is prema also. And at the same time, prema is shakti of Krishna. He is telling that at the time of Ras Krishna was Sarvajna, because he knew that all gopis want to love me and to dance with me. He knew. And then he became so many Krishna. And he did what gopis liked. So what he did what gopis liked. It is Mugdhata. And when he knew that everyone wants to dance with me and to play with me, this is Mugdhata. This is Aishwarya. Sarvajnata. So both at the same time come. Why comes Achinta Shakti? Krishna has Achinta Shakti. No tarp can be there. These are the qualities of Krishna. Now he is telling that when a man worships Krishna and Radha by Vaidhi Bhakti, when he worships Narayan, Ram, and all other fractions of Krishna by Vaidhi Bhakti, he goes to Vaikuntha after Siddhi.
What about Rukmini Dwarka teacher?
I will tell after, separately. When Vaidhi Bhakti and regarding Vaikuntha, he will, after Siddhi, he will have Vaikuntha. Those who have no greed but want to have Radha and Krishna and worshipping Radha and Krishna and doing everything by Vaidhi Bhakti, then where they will go? As Siddhi?
With no greed?
No greed. By Vaidhi Bhakti they are.
Dwarka.
Why Dwarka? No relation with Dwarka there.
They're worshipping Radha Krishna.
They want Radha Krishna.
But not greed.
Not greed. and by Vajji Bhakti. Then they will have Golok. Golok. Swakya and Parthiya, they don't know. Only they know Swakya. So, Swakya is in Golok. Golok is a vast thing. So many prakosh there.
Levels.
So many. So, if anyone is worshipping Radha Krishna and wants to gain
Golok.
There is Aswarya Gyan and Swakiya Bhav. There is no difference between Swakiya and Parkiya there. Only Swakiya Bhav. But Radha Krishna. Like having every kind of Aswarya there and almost like Narayan, but not Narayan.
I was reading this book, Bhagavad Samhita, and it describes it. And when I was reading, I was thinking, this is like Narayan, but it's Radha and Krishna. But it's not like the Radha and Krishna that we always hear about in Vrindavan and Gokul. It's different mood.
Like Kunta in Gokul is called Goloka. Krishna in Radha and Krishna, like
at first Vaikunth. In Vaikunth lower, Vaikunth, Narayan, Ram, all others. All 24 avatars are more than there. There comes, after that Ram Loka comes. After that Ram Loka, Krishna Loka comes. And it begins from Golok. In Golok, there are so many divisions. Golok, Dwarka, Mathura, and then Braj. In lower Golok, only this Swakiya Bhav with Aswarya Gyan. No love, no greed at all towards Braj Bhav. But they like Radha and Krishna, like Narayan, they like Ram, like, but no greed. There is lobh. And worshipping Radha and Krishna, but not in Ragmarga. Understanding? There is lobh of service of Radha and Krishna. And they were worship also Radha and Krishna, but only in Vibhi Marga. Understand? You are very silent.
When Akura took his bath after taking Krishna and Balaram, he was taking them to Mathura. Then he took a bath. Then it said that Krishna showed the residents of Vrindavan a vision of Golok.
He only saw Golok, not Braja and Vrindavan.
They saw this Golok.
And this Golok.
Yeah,
Akura also showed. Krishna showed Akura by Kunta.
That's this Golok. And also to Brajavasi also here.
Yeah,
not this. Not Braja. Only Golok. In shape of Krishna and Radhika, Yashoda, all were there,
right.
But not Brajbhava. This is. So, having lobh, greed, but by Vidhi Marga, Radha and Krishna, which is worshipped, then they will go to Dwarka. Why? Why they? Because Radhika is Saptabhama. Chandravali is Rukmini. And here, Aswarya Gyan is there. So, Radha and Chandravali with Krishna, Krishna Dwarkadhis, Chandravali and Satyabhama will be Srimati Radhika and there. And they are serving there.
What is the difference between someone who worships who goes to Golok and someone who worships and goes to Dwarka?
They have no love, greed.
Both ladies, in Dwarka, there is greed.
They have greed, but they are worshipping as Vaidhi Bhakti. So, Radhika becomes Satyabhama, Chandravali becomes Rukmini, and all their assistants become like Dwarka Mahishi. And Krishna, not Krishna himself, same.
Yadav Kumar.
But Yadav Kumar. So they go to Mandir Dwarka. And though has greed of Braj Bhav and worshipping by Raganuga Bhakti. In the guidance of a Rasik Brajavasi, then they will have Braj Bhav. It is clear?
Very important.
Very important. So, I am not losing time. Without knowing, we cannot have an idea of Braja and emulate deceived. And instead of Braja, we will go to Dwarka or Golok.
This gives us the conviction that we must try what is needed. You are teaching
Raganuga Bhakti. You will have to give me Dakshina. I'm very greedy. I want Dakshina.
You tell me.
I will have to tell me to you. So good thing. Certainly, we are lucky that we are but discussing all this. I think that by our practicing, 100 lakhs of birth can go. It is not sure that we will discuss all these things. It is the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. One thing he is telling, we should not worship Radha and Krishna without pastime. Understand? Without pastime, if we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, a very simple thing can be achieved. So Rupa Goswami has told, by chanting Krishna name and by remembering the pastime, both should be
amalgamated.
And then it will be rough. If sugar is there and water is there, no mixing, no rust. So both should be mixed. Then it will be rough. So, what kind of pastime? Only with gopis. If a man has greed for that thing, you are writing? Whether Krishna is with always with Ladini Shakti. And Radhika is Ladini Shakti also, Swarup Shakti also. But yet, we should not remember Radha Krishna without pastime. Because if we will not do, then Ladini Shakti will not work. So Radha and Krishna simply, as we see in Sri Mandir, that will be the case. And that is why they will have darshan of Saptabhama and Rukmini or Lakshmi. So worshipping in Mandir of Radha and Krishna, it is not sure that we will have Brajbhava. So in the order of Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, our Gurudev as a Manjari, wish to remember the pastimes of Radha and Krishna that our Goswami has described in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. When we do arti of Radha and Krishna, we should think something. What pastime? In the morning, the pastimes of morning. In midday, the pastimes of midday. Being one of them, myself, and our Gurudev, one of them, then our bhajan will be of that kind. Otherwise, simply by the bhakti.
Did the gopis ever offer arti, or the mandaris, would they offer arti to Radha and Krishna?
But you know that what kind of arti they are doing. They have a pradeep,
lamp, like ghee lamp.
What? Whoa? Like this?
Yeah.
Here ghee will have to give. Ghee? Ghee is our heart frame. And heart is pradeep. Cotton, yes?
Wick.
This is bhav. What bhav? A special bhav. Every bhakt has a special bhav. That bhav. And resembling its eyes. It will come through eyes. Gopis are worshipping by eyes. By the core of life. And Krishna takes it with his eyes. And again, he takes in his heart, Krishna and Radha. Gopis do arsan like this, not as this and... When Krishna comes, the Sudama takes a pradeep, thal and everything, and does like this. Gopis is standing on the door, and so that anyone cannot see them. And they are doing archan with their very lusty eyes to Krishna. And Krishna does not see that his mother is doing, but his eyes are where?
There.
So this is best archan. And best. And we should see that arti through this arti. There. One thing he has told to be very careful, that whether some persons have or our acharyas have told that Radhika is Swakiya, not Parkiya. Parki is only Prakat Leela, not enough Prakat Leela, some has told. He has not mentioned the name, but I can mention who has done. Who has done?
Yeah.
And the followers of. He is telling that in any Rishi Pranit, Rishi means the books, he has been written by Rasik Vaishnav, Acharya, like Narad, Vyas, Suka, Shankar, and father of Vyasa, Parashar, There are sequels. In Purans also, it has never been stated that Radhika is Swakiya of Krishna. So we should know that whether in Prakat Leela or Aprakat Leela, everywhere Radhika is Swakiya Bhav. Whether he is Swakiya, but yet Swakiya means Hallabhin Shakti of Krishna. But yet he has always Bhav of Swakiya. Whether in Prakat Leela or Prakat Leela. So we should think and worship Radhika as a Parakiya Bhav. And we should serve her and we should Nikunja Juno Ratikeli Siddhi Yajali Bhir Yukti Rapekshani. Sitting of householders, sitting of their husband, father-in-law, mother-in-law, brothers and everyone sitting. And 16 kinds of siksha we should know as a Parakiya Bhav of Radhika. We should be like also that if you will not be, then let serve Srimati Radhika in that way. If I agree,
Goswami, sometimes I've heard that he said like that because some of his disciples.
Certainly this, and we should reconcile this thing as that. He knew, and he has written for Suddha Parakiya Bhava Bhakta that you should be think that he is Parakiya. But if a man has any doubt, then he has told strictly that you should follow that Parakiya Bhava.
One more question. That, Radha Krishna Leela, sometimes we see that there is some Leela where Radha and Krishna are married.
So, in like this, that marriage is Parakiya, not Swakiya. This is. Like, when gopis wants to do majak with Krishna, majak you know?
Joke.
Cutting joke.
What is that horrible sound? I think it is crow, only not cuckoo.
What was I saying?
You were saying that Leela,
cutting joke.
Yeah.
Gopis are sitting. Krishna is also sitting. Lalita went behind Krishna and Srimati Radhika. And he took the ends of Radhika and Krishna.
And
cloth. Okay. And cloth and ties. Then Visakha was uttering mantra and gopis were singing song like marriage and they told Krishna that he used to do like this and all were very pleased by doing this. This is a joke in particular. They have done, like Brahma has done. All. So, it has two meanings. Inner meaning is Parakiya Pushti. And outer meaning is to close the mukhs of Anadhikari. We will tell that and there is marriage here. Both will be sad.
Sometimes we see in this world little children play about marriage.
Uh-huh. For pleasure only. Now he is telling one thing and this is the last prayer.
Something more
special.
What is this act mean?
I can't tell you. A sadhak of Raganga, having crossed the stage of Saddha, Nistha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, after that, there is nothing to do in this world. Sadhana is completed here. A rays of only prem comes here. Now, this physical body cannot have the load, cannot
contain.
Contain the load of prem. So, after that, what happens? His question. He should directly go to Golok Vrindavan, or from that time, what he does, where he lives. He is telling that someone tell that they should go to direct Vrindavan, Braja. But it is not. That depends. There are something. Anyone tells that? But usually in money it has been told that after this stage they go to Vrindavan. But the fact is not clear. Whether in Prakat Braja or Aprakat. If they go directly to Golok Vrindavan, then there are some gavadi. There will arise some question that after that, snehe, prem, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, and after bhav, then bhav, mahabhav, anyone can meet Krishna in Braj. Without mahabhav, anyone cannot meet Radha and Krishna. That should be must mahabhav. This is the qualification of gopis who will meet Krishna and Radha and serve Radha. If one can directly goes to Golok Vrindavan in Aprakat Prakash, then where he has received sneha to mahabhav, they have not, so they cannot go directly there. Understand? In sadhak day, in this practicing body, is thai bhav cannot come. What to say mahabhav? Snehman pranay. They will not come.
Thai bhav?
Thai bhav mane? You don't know?
Yeah, it can't come. When one
cannot come in, apparently in this body. It will come when asray, avalamban, uddipan, devichari and all bhavs will gather there. It becomes prem. So this body, physical body cannot tolerate. Only up to bhav, this body can tolerate. So he is telling that if there is not told that aprakat braj or prakat braj, but they go there, so we should think over it. And our acharya have done something in investigation upon this subject. He is telling that gopi, from the womb of gopi, will have to take birth. So we should go directly to Braja, Aprakat, and there we will have Gopi Janma there, birth there.
Braja Aprakat or Braja Prakat?
He is telling that that Aprakat Braj there. No. There is no Sadhan Bhumika there. So he cannot go and cannot have a birth from Gopi Om. So he rejects all two conditions. Now he is giving his own opinion that a sadhak having up to bhav avastha, yog maya, by the wishes of Krishna and Srimati Radhika, she takes him to a Prakat Leela. And Prakat Leela is anywhere in this world at any time. That is, in all time. In this world, this sub-universe, it is always present. So, Yogamaya, with the wishes of Krishna and Srimati Radhika, takes that lucky jeev to that world, that
Brahmanda,
and gives birth in the womb of a gopi. And from childhood, he has association of Nitya Siddha gopis. Sometimes he sees Krishna, and he has agreed to meet Krishna, that is Purvaraj. She has so many scopes to from Prem to Mahabhav. And if there she is wedded and they have association of her husband, yet they have prem with Krishna. And if they have some child also, Yogamaya will not approve his association with Krishna and Gopi. So they should be wept, and from Virahatap they will wash everything. They will know that this is not my child, this husband is not child. And this bhav also goes on. And then they meet to Krishna. And those who have association of Nitya Siddha Gopis, they have up to Mahabhav, and they meet Krishna there. And after that Prakat Leela, when it goes in Aprakat, they go with all parikas of Krishna there and start always Krishna. So he is telling that, O Mahanuragi Vaishnav, Araganuga Vaishnav, don't be worried, don't be afraid. You should go on with your practices of Raganuga Bhajan. After this, the death, he will go there, anywhere Krishna is there. He will attack you. Don't be worried. Always is Krishna waiting for you there. Go on practicing this Radha Mukha Bhajan. Because he is telling Krishna his prayer that, O Gokulananda, you are Lila Vilasi. Always think an ocean of gopi prem. You are a swan, Sarna, swimming pair,
like
gopis, gopi prem, and you are tester of that gopi prem. You have no time yet, you are sarvagya, you are mugdha. And at the same time, by Achintya Shakti, you are Sarvagya also. So, listen my prayer. Don't be mugdha. If you are mugdha, you cannot hear. So I pray you that be mugdha also and be Sarvagya also, that you can know our heart and my prayer. You are bee of Bhakti Manjari. Bhakti Manjari, you know? Bhakti is like a manjari. Srimati Radhika is any flower. And you are Madhukar. Madhukar means bee. So, I pray you and I do